morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro. This week I have been talking, well, really the last 2 weeks, I've been telling you how we have to be careful as we read the Bible to distinguish between what the Bible says is a command for us and what the Bible says is a command for someone else. And this will eliminate a lot of confusion. I do believe in Joshua 1:8. It is a promise from God, our Creator, who's given us the Bible, His Word, to guide us in life. And it says, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. So the key to a successful life is to do everything written in the Bible. And you say, well, wait a minute. Am I supposed to do all the things in the Bible? I mean, the Bible says to stone adulterers. Should I stone an adulterer? All right. Meditate on God's word so that you may carefully do everything written in it. Because if you meditate on God's word, if you study God's word, you'll realize that the Bible does not tell you to stone an adulterer. Yes, God, as recorded in the Bible, did tell the Israelites living under the Mosaic covenant to, as a community, as part of the government, to stone an adulterer, or actually to put an adulterer to death. The verse in Deuteronomy 22 that this is based on doesn't actually say stoning, but it's kind of assumed that that's the method they would use. All right, why does God do that? Is that a law other nations should have if God told Israel to have that law? No, not necessarily, and I don't think so. God has commanded certain things about the death penalty with respect to murder for all nations. He doesn't give a command to all nations about other crimes, such as adultery. He's talking to Israel. He says, Israelites, functioning as part of a community with a government, with a set process, a judicial, fair process, should, if they're living under the Mosaic covenant, stone adulterers. So no one's like that today. If you're a Gentile, this command doesn't apply to you at all. Even if you are a Jew, this command is never for individuals. It's for a community in a government under the Mosaic law. There are no Jews like that today, even those Jews living in Israel. So this is not a command directly given to anyone, so we don't follow it. So it's not fair to throw out some law like that and say, oh, in order to be successful, Pastor David, you're saying I have to do everything written in the Bible? Well, that would be absurd. I'd have to do all these crazy things, and I'd be thrown in jail. No, I'm saying carefully do everything that the Bible tells you to do. All right, and when you do that, you're going to find there are a lot of things in the Bible that I believe Christians today don't pay enough attention to. We've kind of just laughed it off. Oh, that's in Leviticus. We don't need to worry about that. Really? No. There are things in Leviticus that the Bible tells us are commanded to all people, to Jews and Gentiles today. But there are other things we have to distinguish that are given to the Jews. Now, what do we do with certain commands like not eating shrimp? Shrimp are forbidden in Leviticus 11 for someone to eat. It's in the context in Leviticus where it's talking to Israel. It's part of God's covenant with Israel. So what do we do with eating shrimp? Well, I would say Gentiles have never been forbidden from eating shrimp. You are free to eat shrimp. What about Jews, though? Should Jews continue to refrain from eating shrimp, or is that a command that goes on into the present time? Well, I might surprise you with this a little bit, because the common interpretation is, well, no, when Jesus came, all foods were made clean. I don't really know that that's the best interpretation of some of the passages we have in the New Testament. I read you a passage in Acts yesterday that said that the Jews who were Christians were struggling with what to tell Gentiles to do and not do with respect to the law. Why? Because all of the Jewish Christians in Acts were still following the commands in the Old Testament. They were following the Sabbath regulations. They were following the dietary regulations. We see a lot of evidence of this. We know Peter was following the dietary regulations from what he says in Acts chapter 10. We see that Paul, as he returns to Jerusalem later on in Acts, in Acts chapters 20 and Acts chapter 21, all the Jews acknowledge, the Christian Jews in Jerusalem, Paul, people are saying you don't follow the laws of Moses, and obviously you do. In other words, Paul was keeping the dietary laws. So I believe from the Bible that if God gave a command to the Jews in Leviticus, then the Jews should follow that command. Not Gentiles, but the Jews who were commanded that should follow that. So I think that when you read the Bible, pay attention to who is given a command. I don't think that the commands change. I think context change, like all the stuff about the sacrifices in the temple. Well, there's no temple today, so Jews can't follow those commands. So context change, but the commands themselves don't change. Jesus says heaven and earth will disappear, but not the smallest dot, not the least tittle of a letter will by any means disappear until everything is accomplished. So these are commands that are given that last all the way to the end of the age, all the way until Jesus returns, and then he may give us, you know, more direction or new direction at that time. But we follow everything commanded in the Bible based on who it's commanded to. So what about some verses that might say, well, wait a minute, what about verses that say that all foods are now clean? I think there are some misunderstandings about some of those verses. Mark chapter 7, verse 20 is one of those. Jesus said, what comes out of a man is what makes him unclean. For from within, out of men's hearts, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and make a man unclean. And Mark adds a comment, thus Jesus made all food clean. Is there something changing here where during Jesus' lifetime, foods were made clean that had previously been unclean? Is it okay for everyone, Jew and Gentile, to eat shrimp? Well, I think you got to pay attention to the context. The discussion was specifically about washing hands. And the Jews had this custom at this time to dip your hands in water to ceremonially prepare them to be able to eat food. And Jesus is saying, you know, that's not actually commanded in the Old Testament. That's a tradition. And that's not necessary to make food clean. In fact, true cleanness is always about the heart. Jesus is not saying it's okay for Jews to eat shrimp now. Jesus is saying that the point of those laws was always to set your heart apart to worship God and to run and flee from all kinds of immorality, and that washing hands is not essential to eating food. It's about your mind. It's about your heart. But Jesus at the same time, I believe, still would have said, but for Jews, we should not eat shrimp, because that would violate what God has given as a command, especially to the Jewish people. Acts chapter 10 is another one. Peter sees a vision and he's commanded to eat from all kinds of unclean animals. And Peter says, I've never eaten an unclean animal, which tells us Peter was practicing Leviticus 11 about the food laws long after Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension. And people will say, well, see, there God was saying, Peter, it's okay to eat all of these foods. No, Peter says later on in Acts chapter 10 and 11 that the lesson that he learned from the vision was not it's okay to eat unclean foods. The lesson he learned was it's now okay to preach the gospel to Gentiles and to accept into the fellowship of those who are Christians and those who are saved and those who are going to heaven, Gentiles who are not necessarily following all these laws or who aren't following the Jewish laws. That's what Peter identifies as the lesson learned there. So I just want to encourage you, we need to live biblically, and we don't need to be intimidated by people who say, oh, that's silly, no one can live biblically, it's impossible to follow all the commands in the Bible. No, it's not. Follow everything commanded in the Bible that God commands you to do in the Bible, and the context will always make that clear, and that is what God, your Creator, tells you will lead to being successful. And one of the things God tells us to do in His Word is to meet with other believers, encourage other believers, receive encouragement, receive teaching from the Word. And we do that regularly by meeting in church. And so I would encourage you to find a church where you will be encouraged in the Word and learn God's Word this Sunday. You're always welcome to do that at Beach Branch Baptist Church in Luray at our 9 o'clock service and at 11 o'clock at our service at Fairfax First Baptist Church. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.